The Irish Cancer Society worked with core research to examine the experiences and perceptions of people living in Ireland as it comes down to accessing healthcare. And one in four of us, it turns out, have put off going to a healthcare appointment when we needed it. And we find this really worrying because that figure has grown in the last year. So last year, it was one in five people who were putting off a healthcare appointment when they needed it. And so I think one thing that's really important is we're saying that people in Ireland deserve access to the right care in the right place at the right time. We already have the third highest cancer deaths in Western Europe. And our cancer rates are expected to double by around 2045. So it's really concerning that more people are avoiding healthcare now compared to last year. And, you know, there is a risk that, you know, this could result in some missed cancers. And that would mean, you know, more late stage diagnoses. And we don't want to see that happen. We want to make sure that people are getting in to a healthcare appointment when they need it. And we find that that's really important.
And what's quite sad about the figures is that the people aren't prioritising their health appointments because it's coming down to a matter of money.
Yeah, what we found was that costs tend to lock people out of accessing healthcare. And that is actually really shocking because it just means that people feel they're left with no choice but to prioritise other costs over accessing their healthcare. So essentially what we found is people are prioritising other costs like heating and eating. So that means getting their food shopping, paying their utility bills, paying for fuel. And these are also important costs to people. And they're making that calculation, trying to see where they're going to spend their money. And, you know, we hear stories at the Irish Cancer Society from people who are going through cancer and they're struggling to get to the hospital door because of costs. And this means that either they simply have no means of transport or they just can't afford to put fuel in their car. They can't afford to pay for parking. And so this is one of our calls with the next government. It's to understand the costs that come with having a cancer diagnosis and to make sure that they can alleviate these costs. So, for example, that would be cutting car parking charges at hospitals, making sure that cancer patients have an automatic entitlement to medical cards.
And it's important that general election candidates listen because one of the statistics revealed is that 3 in 4 people in Connacht and Ulster are thinking about health and healthcare whenever they're making their decision on who they're going to vote for.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. So we know, for example, in Donegal that over 850 people will be diagnosed with cancer on average each year. And unfortunately, over 400 people will die from their cancer diagnosis. So it is really important that people are getting timely access to healthcare. You know, whether that's an initial appointment with their GP because they feel that they have some symptoms and they want to get them checked out, or after a diagnosis where they need access to treatment. And we can see nationally that, you know, people are waiting a long time for treatment. And last year, you know, nationally, 1 in 4 breast cancer patients didn't get their breast cancer surgery on time. 1 in 3 cancer patients didn't start radiation therapy on time. And so what we're saying here is that it's really important for the next government to fully fund the National Cancer Strategy on a multi-annual basis. And that will cut waiting lists and that will improve the quality of care and treatment for all cancer patients. And cancer patients can't wait.
And finally, Emma, just to wrap up, people who have now found themselves with a cancer diagnosis, what can they go to the Irish Cancer Society for? What supports are there for them?
Thank you. So to any of your listeners who are worried about the signs and symptoms of cancer or who have a cancer diagnosis themselves and are looking for, you know, a listening ear, or they have some questions that they'd like answered, you can visit the Irish Cancer Society website at cancer.ie, or you can call our support line at 1-800-200-700. So that's a free phone number, 1-800-200-700.